Okay, so hello everyone. This is KTZ ASMR, and this is my 200 follower AMA response. So here we go. First of all, I would like to say I apologize for getting this out so late. I know I said that I would do this in 7 days, but I've just been so swamped with random shit that haven't really had the time to do as much Gone Wild audio and stuff as I would have liked. But anyway, we're here now and let's do it. So without further ado, I did get 8 questions here, and I guess I'll just answer them. Also, I should probably say that none of this is scripted. I haven't looked at these questions previously. I just made a list of them, and I haven't really had the time to think of any responses, so we're going to be doing it live. We're going to be doing it live right here, right now, and without further ado, let's go ahead. So the first question here is, what has been your biggest inspiration for recording audios? That's question number one. So the first time that I really discovered like erotic audio, okay, this is gonna sound like really, really sad, but okay, there was this one night, or rather this one morning, and I woke up and I was feeling really sad for no reason. And I was just lying in bed and I was like, man, this sucks. What can I do to feel less sad? And I just went on YouTube and I was just like, I just decided to search like girlfriend experience ASMR because I like girls, right? And yeah, I was just like listening to the videos, and I don't know if I want to give out this person's name, but there was this girl who was making erotic audio on YouTube, and I just remember like her voice was like so deep, but I was just like fascinated. And for some reason, like, I just couldn't stop going back to that channel. And she was also like a pretty dominant type of like voice actress. So I don't know, I found that to be fascinating. And all I know is every time I listened to her audios, I just felt a certain way. And yeah, that's pretty much what it was. And then, you know, joined the Discord server, and there were a couple other people in there who were also into erotic audios, you know, writing scripts, editing scripts, and like recording as well. And I basically was just like, you know what, one day, like, I'm gonna give it a shot. And I did. And I recorded my first audio, which was, I don't even know. I think it was, Are We Okay? I think that was my first one. And yeah, I recorded that audio, and then I gave it to two of my friends, or I thought they were friends, to kind of take a look, and I wanted to get their feedback. And one of them was like, that's so hot. And the other one was like, that's trash, you should do it my way instead. And I was just like, fuck off. So yeah, then I realized, like, you know, sometimes people are gonna like your stuff, sometimes they're not. And I decided to just release it to Gone Wild Audio anyway. And I did that, and it was pretty fun. So yeah, that's, I guess, the story of my biggest inspiration for recording audios. I just realized I didn't really answer the question. The question was, what's your biggest inspiration? Not, how did you get into it? Anyway, I don't even know what I'm talking about. It's kind of late and I'm kind of tired, but yeah. Anyway, I would say that my biggest inspiration for recording audios was probably just that girl on YouTube who was like my introduction to erotic audio, I guess. So second question I have here is, which erotic audio genre gets you the most going and why? Or which erotic audio genre gets you going the most and why? So I actually listen to a bunch of different things. I've always thought of myself as like pretty flexible when it comes to this. Like, I have gotten off to pretty much every type of audio. You know, I like, you know, male for female, female for male, female for female, female solo, male solo. I don't know. I just think like every genre of erotic audio is really hot, and I have been able to get off to every single type of audio. The only type of audio that I have not been able to get off on is male for male. I just feel like in male for male audio, I just can't put myself in the situation, right? So I feel like there's nothing in it for me personally. But yeah, like everything else I've been able to really, really enjoy. Yeah. If I had to like give out a couple of, I guess, like favorites, I think the genre that like gets me off the most hard is either like F-dom or M-dom, specifically like pretty rough F-dom or pretty rough M-dom. I don't know. That shit just gets me going. Like anything with like face slaps and like meanness is like really hot to me. I don't know why, but that's what I like. So yeah, it would be that. Okay, moving on to the third question we have. Would you consider JOI, your voice is perfect for those, and gentle F-dom audios where you are a nurturing type of character? Yeah, I would consider it. I don't know why this person thinks my voice is perfect for jerking off instruction, but yeah, I mean, I would be totally down to try it out. I don't know if I've stumbled upon any kind of like JOI scripts, but yeah, I'm down. And yeah, I like gentle F-dom a lot. I would say that my favorite audios to perform are probably female for male gentle F-dom audios. I don't know why. Maybe it's because like when I was growing up, like most of my friends were dudes, and I don't know. I just feel like it's hot to fantasize about, you know, that kind of stuff, gentle F-dom. So yeah, that's my answer for that. Okay, so number four here is, when you aren't recording audios, what other things do you enjoy for fun? That's a fair question. I would say that other than erotic audios, my main interests are, I like to watch movies. I like to watch movies with people. Haven't really seen movies with anyone in person lately since I live alone, but yeah, I like to, you know, join into movie nights. I think those are super fun, like on Discord. You know, like one person shares the screen of the movie and, you know, we all talk in voice chat. I think that stuff's pretty fun. I'm also like pretty into like tattoos. I don't have that many myself, but recently I've been getting more and more into it. I just think it's fascinating, and I don't know, I spend way too much of my time just like looking online for like interesting tattoo ideas to get. And yeah, other than that, like as for like, you know, I guess more like normal hobbies, I guess I like to, I like rock climbing. I like rock climbing a lot, although I haven't been able to do as much of that recently, because ever since quarantine, and recently, I mean like the last year or two, like recently, I mean, they just started mandating like wearing masks when you go rock climbing. And I don't know, it's just like when you rock climb, you gotta like put that chalk like on your hands, right? And that chalk dust, it just like gets everywhere. And then it becomes like a really dusty environment. And then like you put on a mask on top of that, and it's just like, you can't really breathe, you know? And I don't know, as much as I love rock climbing, like bouldering specifically, I just don't really feel good climbing with the mask and all that dust. I feel like I can't breathe, and it's like not very fun for me. So I haven't really been doing that much lately. But yeah, other than that, like when I'm at home, I usually just like to, you know, just play a bunch of toxic video games. I don't know. For some reason, like in order for me to enjoy a video game, it has to be toxic. Like, it's got to be a shitty ass game like Street Fighter V, or like a terrible, terrible game like Path of Exile. Like, don't go on Path of Exile's Reddit right now, because you're going to see what I mean. But yeah, it's just like, whenever there's a game that just makes you miserable, that's like what I enjoy. And it's like, I always say, it's like flies on a piece of shit, right? It's like, you got a piece of poop, and it's like, I'm a fly, you know, you just can't stay away, you know? Anyway, yeah. Okay, next question. Number 5, how did you get into the ASMR, and when did you decide to make one for yourself? Oh, I think I already answered that question. I think I answered that as kind of my long-winded answer towards number 1. Kind of a similar question to what has been your biggest inspiration for recording audios, I guess. Oh, but okay. I actually do have another answer that I could also give. So I guess to like build on my answer to the first question, what was your biggest inspiration? I would say that like one of the biggest reasons that I like to continue to do it, well, there's two main reasons. First of all, like the first reason is just like, I think it's just really fascinating that by making an audio, you can like provide something for someone else. Right? Like, I know that for myself personally, there have been certain audios that I've listened to just like many, many, many times. And I just feel very special when I'm listening to some of these audios. And like, I know it's an audio, right? Like, it's a performance, but I think some of them really do have like a lot of emotion put into them. And I think some of them are just like really, really sweet. And they kind of like tell you things that you've always wanted to hear, you know? I don't know. I just think it's special that people who make audios have the ability to make other people feel like in a profound way, I guess. And it's like, whether that's like, you know, whether that's like a more pillow talk audio kind of like feeling, or whether it's just like, you know, helping them, you know, get off, that's also, you know, pretty good. Yeah, it's just all good stuff, you know? And the second reason that I like to continue to do these is just like, I feel like there's just so many different types of audio that you could do. And I think it's so interesting to kind of explore different genres and kind of see like what kind of stuff that I would be into. Like, I never thought I would make audios where I'm a Futanari alien with a 12-inch BBC and I'm just piping someone down. Like, I would never have thought I would be making audios like that, but yeah, it happened, and it was fun. It was great, you know? Anyway, yeah. So yeah. Okay, next question. This is number 6. We have, do you accept requests or commissions? So I currently just do this for fun right now. I don't charge anything. I don't have like a Patreon or like a YouTube or any kind of donation set up or anything like that, but yeah, the current plan for now is just to continue to do it for free. If you have like a script offer or like an idea that you think I would be, you know, that you would want me to do, I guess I'm always happy to hear it. But as for like actually doing like a request, I can't really do audios that I don't really feel like 100%, you know, in tune with. Like, I mean, there's just like so many scripts out there that are like really, really good, right? But I feel like I just can't do them because they just don't really resonate with my style, you know? So like sometimes I do have to like turn away like really, really good work because I just don't feel like I can do it justice, you know? So I guess my answer would be, if you have an idea that you would want me to do, just feel free to PM me, you know, I'm always happy to look at any kind of script offers or, you know, general ideas, but I can't guarantee anything. I might do it if it is like really the right fit for me, or I don't know, you know, I guess that's just my answer. Like maybe. Okay, next question. We have number 7. Do you do vocal practice before a long recording, or do you record in parts? Also, how do you find a place to record? LOL. LOL. So I do a little bit of practice. I mean, it's not really practice. Like, I mean, I make sure that like my microphone is like working, right? Like I, you know, just make sure it's working. I do like a 10 to 20 second like test recording just to make sure that it's working correctly and it sounds good. Other than that, I just kind of just do it, you know, I just like say the thing that I need to say. Although there have been like certain longer audios, I guess, where it's like, I don't know, I'm either like sleepy or something when I first start. So I don't sound very enthusiastic at the start. And then like, as I'm doing it, I'm like getting more and more into it. You know what I mean? And it's like in those situations, what I'll do is I will just record the whole thing. And then after I finish, I go back to the beginning and I do the first half again, because after I finish the script, I'm like all worked up and shit, right? So I'll just like do the first half again and I'll just like, you know, piece them together. And it usually works out pretty good, in my opinion. How do I find a place to record? I don't know if you can hear that. It's like a motorcycle. It's really loud. Anyway, I kind of just record everything at my desk. I got a pretty nice desk and I got a pretty nice chair. So yeah, sometimes I like sit in my chair. Sometimes I like just lean back in my chair because like really comfy. And I just like let my imagination just like take me where I need to go, you know? So yeah. And then we have question number 8. Which gender are you attracted to? Okay. So I don't know if I should answer this question because I do make female for female and also female for male content. So this is a question that's hard for me to answer because I'm not really 100% sure about it myself. I guess if I had to like give a simple answer, I would say that I identify as lesbian. I am very romantically attracted to women and moderately sexually attracted to women as well. If I were to like, I don't know, I guess if I were looking for like a long-term partner, I would probably look for a girl. I just feel a lot more strongly towards women in general. But that being said, like, I also do find some men attractive, but it's like less so. Like the majority, I don't know if I should say this, but I guess this is an AMA, so I guess I might as well just be honest. Like most men that I meet, I don't find attractive romantically or sexually. Like, not because I find them like not good looking, but I just don't feel anything towards them. But every now and then there will just be a random dude that I'm just like, wow, that guy is actually like really good looking. And I definitely sometimes experience a little bit of like romantic attraction, but like my feelings for women are definitely a lot stronger than my feelings towards men. But I don't want to say that I'm bi because I don't know if I could ever like spend the rest of my life with a dude, right? Like, you know, like spending every day with a dude, like, you know, waking up next to him, like going to sleep next to him, like, you know, maybe. But like, you know, waking up next to a girl, you know, like going to bed with a girl, like that's pretty good, you know. But like, would I want to like, you know, experiment with a dude? Yeah, sure, you know. And like, again, I've, you know, growing up, I was like kind of a tomboy and I had a lot of guy friends. And I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. Like, I like guys, but the romantic and sexual attraction towards men is kind of faint or not as pronounced as towards women, I guess. So yeah, like, I guess that's my answer. I know it's kind of convoluted. Like, I would really just like to be like, you know, oh my God, you know, I'm straight, or like, I'm bi, or like, you know, I'm lesbian, but I don't know. Like, it's always been like very complicated for me, I guess. Like, I know it's weird to say because like I make erotic audio and like they do turn me on. They really do. Like, I would never record an audio that did not turn me on. So yeah, there's that, but I don't know. Like, in general, I just feel like me being attracted to someone is like, I don't know, it's a lot less simple than like, oh my God, they're so hot. It's more like a bunch of like different things kind of combined together. And like, you know, there's like a little bit of romantic attraction, and then there's like a little bit of like sexual attraction, and then there's a little bit of like, I don't know, just like aesthetic attraction. Like, you know, they just, you know, look great. And then there's like, you know, someone's vibes and someone's character. I don't know. It's really complicated, but if you want a simple answer, I guess I am a lesbian who every now and then is attracted to a guy. So yeah, that would be my long and very, very convoluted answer to that question. But yeah, hopefully this has been informative. Yeah, again, thank you everyone for 200 followers on Reddit. You know, honestly, I never thought I would even get that far. I thought I would just like make one or two audios and just like, you know, just like call it a day. But no, you know, it's a lot of fun. I love it. And again, I have been pretty busy recently, but I mean, I will definitely try to get some more stuff out soon, because yeah, I really do enjoy doing it. But yeah, thank you guys for, you know, 200 followers. Thank you guys for submitting these questions, and I'm sure I will hear from you later. So goodbye.